Hi everyone, I'm Monica Perez, and this is 5 Minutes with Mooney, where we talk with fantasy and sci-fi romance author Linda Mooney about her latest books and upcoming releases. Linda, I want to talk about The Battle Lord's Lady. Tell me, where did Addie come from? Because she is your ultimate heroine, and she proved she's got, well, blue and purple hair. Yes, she's exceptional. She's fantastic. She really is.
Mutant.
Yeah, she's charming in every way. Yes, she's a mutant. Yes, she is, and it does take place in the future. And Yulin is de Jacques. Yes, is handsome, strong, and dumb as a rock. Let's talk about them.
He's not dumb. He's just not very well versed in women. He's the only son of the Battle Lord. And of course, then when his father was killed, he took over and he had a very rocky start because he was so used to getting his own way most of the time. And when the book starts, his idea of pleasure is having his own little a harem of women who would come and take care of him and all. And Addie just knocks him flat on his ass. A long, long time ago, I had the idea to start an apocalyptic story where the earth was not destroyed, but it was changed in such a way that everything that we know today does not exist at all in the future. And in my mind, I had three levels of change, as you could call it. The apocalypse comes about when meteors hit the moon and hit the earth and all, and causes huge upheaval. And you can thank movies like Deep Impact and Armageddon for that. There's the more normals. Then there are the muta. The muta are people and animals who still resemble what they were, except that they have an additional limbs, or instead of fur they have feathers, or instead of one eye, two eyes, they have 12. But they still resemble what they were. Then there are the bloods. And the bloods are the hardest mutated, the ones that don't resemble anything human whatsoever. And there are animals that are the same way, like the ferret, the bull ferret that they come across, that do not resemble anything what they were used to be. But a long time ago, I had started a little story where there was a girl who survived this, and supposedly she was taken prisoner by this big overlord who ended up falling in love with her. And that is all I had at the time. And that story sat and stewed for at least a decade. And then one day I was going through and cleaning out my computer, and I came across that little story, and I reread it, and something pinged inside my head, and I said, okay, I'm going to scrap what I have and I'm going to start all over again. And the next thing I know, the Battle Lord's Lady came out of it. And I don't think of Yulin as being a dumb blonde, but I guess you could think of him that way. He's not so much dumb. I mean, he's a very intelligent man. But when it comes to warfare, when it comes to love warfare, he is totally in the dark.
The love that they have for each other at the end of this book, you're just like screaming. I know I was. Yeah, you know, it was all a matter of how wonderful it felt to see the hatred disappear, even with Yulin's mother. Ah, that woman, I tell you, everyone has. I ran into my mother-in-law today, put it in reverse, and hit her again. That's what, you know, you think about when you read about Yulin's mom. So anyway, that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, I loved, my favorite character in this book, by the way, is Liam. He's like the voice of conscience. He's Yulin's conscience.
You have that in every book.
And all, yes, I have a voice of conscience in every. Somebody's got to have it. One of the things that surprised me when I was writing it was that when I went back and reread some of the parts that I had written, I got to realizing I was giving more credence to the secondary characters in this book than I normally do. Cole Maston, who ends up being Yulin's right-hand man, his second, Liam and Madigan, the secondary characters are as well-rounded and written and described as the main characters. So it's actually like an ensemble cast in this book, rather than having than just having the two main characters like most books have.
The Battle Lord's Lady was given 5 stars by Reader Views, and I got to tell you, it is worth every star. And if you don't have your copy, you can get it at Amazon.com, or you can get an autographed copy from LindaMooney.com. I have mine, and believe me, it has been well read.